Welcome to Shul Machshava and the Daf. She is sponsored by Nishma and Sami Akashom Leam Basitzchok. We're holding our Dezora Daf Samech Zayin. The Daf is Oisik in this big sugyo of Noisin Tam Livgam. When something gives a mixture that gives a bad taste, if a Isser is mixed in Heter and it gives a bad taste, it gives a Tam Livgam, so then most agree that it's not Osir. And the Zohim Mekiniflo that you have in this Inyan of Noisin Tam Livgam, to explain it, let's start with the Bnei Yisoschar and Chodesh Adar Maimer Beis Drush Zayin. He explains over there, after he goes to the Indian, that anything which is usher in the world to eat, is because it belongs to the Klippis, it belongs to Koyche Sarah. So says the Bnei Yisoschar, why sometimes we will have a Issur that becomes Heter? If you have Issur that falls into Heter, and it's Batel Beroy, Batel Beshishim, so then you can eat it. What shot? What about that Isser? Says in Yisrael, a big Yisrael, he says like this, anything which is bad in the world is because there's a Nitzoytz Kedusha in it that gives it his chiyus, gives it his livelihood. And sometimes the Kodesh Baruch Hu is coming to extract that Nitzoytz Kedusha, which is in the bad thing, and bring it back to be able to elevate it in order to be a Maichol, that will say a bracha on it, you'll be eating, eaten. Because the job of Am Yisrael is to be mevarer the toyim min hara. So if this Nitzoytz Kedusha, which is in this Maichol, it came to a time where it needs to be mizbarer, so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends that this Dover also falls into Dover Heter in his bottle Baroiv or anything like that, and then you eat the Dover Yisrael, you're able to eat the Nitzoytz Kedusha, which is in Dover Yisrael. And with that, Ibn Yisrael goes on to say that when you have something which is mutter al pi at toyim and al pi chazal, something which is batel b'shishim, is mutter lechem. A person should not say, you know what, I want to be machmir. I want to be machmir in this thing. I don't want to come and rely on the heter that the Torah and Chazal told us. Says in Yisoschar, that's not the right thing to do. Because many times this is the tachlis, a kavona, a kishbuchu wants, that this maichel that was misariv, it was elevated that a yid can eat it. And he brings what the Gemara tells us in Brachis, the Godol Anenim Yigia Kapo Yoisim Yireh Shemaim. He says, the Shlor explains, what does it mean? Someone Anenim Yigia Kapo means there was Omer B'Torah and he knows that this thing is Mutter. So yeah, Yireh Shemaim says, I don't want to eat this, this is probably an Isser. Comes the Yigia Kapo, someone who worked in it and says, no, Pi Allah, it's Mutter. So you should eat it, he's Godol, he's greater. So he says, if people that want to be Machmir when you have a Taruvis, which will Pi Din is Mutter, it's not Derech HaChassidus, it's not the right thing to do. Adarab, it's a mitzvah to eat it, because it's nisvah, it was bestowed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to get to that stage. So once we understand this Oymek HaInyan, so with this we can go to understand the concept of Noisa Tam Livgam, and this brought down the Sefer Likutei Halachos, which is based on the Torah of Nachum Breslov, in the parak, which is called Noisa Tam Livgam, Ois Beis. And then he takes this concept of the Bnei Soschar, and he takes it to another stage. He says like this, really, any type of food that has any taste, that is tasty, is because of the Kedusha. The more Kedusha it has, the tastier it is. That's why the Macholim, the food of Shabbos, is the tastiest food that we have. Because it's so Kedush, it's so elevated. The less Kedush it is, the less taste it has. Now, Kol Dover Asur, you know why it has a taste? You know why it's tasty? Because it has in it Nitzutz Kedusha, as the Bnei Soscha taught us. Has in it something of Kedusha. That's what gives it the good taste. Hi, if it does have the Nitzoytz Kedusha, so why can I go and eat that Michael that has Nitzoytz Kedusha in it? Because it's Me'urov in something which is bad, it's Me'urov in the Yisurim. And if it's Me'urov in the Yisurim, so I can't reach it. I can't get to that Nitzoytz Kedusha when it's in the Yisur. He says that's the Pshat, it's called Osur. Why is it Osur? Osur is Lashon that it's captured, like Beisa Asurim. The Nitzoytz Kedusha is captured within the Dover, which is Osur. Because what gives the Chiyus to the Maichel, what gives Chiyus to anything which is Osur, is the Nitzoytz Kedusha. But once a food has no taste, or the taste that it has is a bad taste, so that means the Nitzoytz Kedusha left it. And we may let the Koyches Hara don't have any power. Because Koyches Hara, if they don't have the Nitzoytz Kedusha, they're not alive. That's when you're allowed to eat the Maichel Osur. Says that's the pshat noisit tam livgam. Noisit tam livgam means there's no taste anymore. I can't. It's not delicious. I can't. It's not tasty. It's not anymore. It doesn't have anything of gedusha in it, which means it doesn't have any chiyus. It doesn't have chiyus that goes back to heter. And he says this is the big yesori legabe darchei avoido. Sometimes a person is very far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As long as he has some taste, some chiyus to him, so that chiyus is giving him power to do bad things. He's a rasha, he does bad things, and when he's ambitious and he has the ritzoinus, he continues to do bad things. But once all his ambition and all his enthusiasm went away, and he feels by himself that he's only bad, he's not excited about himself, he's not excited to do Dover Asr, the mere fact that he's in that situation where he has no chiyus, that itself brings him close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like the noise of Tam Levgam. You take away the chiyus, the mitzvah's gedusha, gives the life, and you mele, it's mutter. Why is it mutter? Because if it has no life to it, so you mele, it connects back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'advayim amukim mehoid. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list, to what's a good, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.